Lesson 38. Me and my big mouth.
Listen to the text with the help of the notes given.
I went for dinner with my friend Dana the other evening. Dana had a real glow about her, and she ate a lot. Two starters, a main course, and two desserts. Eating for two? I asked her. No sooner had I said those words than I was overwhelmed with regret. Dana was really offended. She was not pregnant, she informed me. I guess she was just hungry. Me and my big mouth. Then last night I went for a few drinks with Dana's husband, Stan. After several beers, Stan got very talkative and let slip a secret. He and his wife are expecting a baby. So Dana is pregnant. No sooner had he told me than I became very confused. Why did Dana hide the fact that she is pregnant? Stan informed me that most couples wait until 12 weeks to reveal their news, as this is when the chance of miscarriage significantly decreases. At least now I don't feel as bad about me and my big mouth.
Listen again and answer the questions below.
I went for dinner with my friend Dana the other evening. Dana had a real glow about her, and she ate a lot. Two starters, a main course, and two desserts. Eating for two? I asked her. No sooner had I said those words than I was overwhelmed with regret. Dana was really offended. She was not pregnant, she informed me. I guess she was just hungry. Me and my big mouth. Then last night I went for a few drinks with Dana's husband, Stan. After several beers, Stan got very talkative and let slip a secret. He and his wife are expecting a baby. So Dana is pregnant. No sooner had he told me than I became very confused. Why did Dana hide the fact that she is pregnant? Stan informed me that most couples wait until 12 weeks to reveal their news, as this is when the chance of miscarriage significantly decreases. At least now I don't feel as bad about me and my big mouth. Questions for discussion. 1. Why was Dana offended? 2. What did Stan tell the speaker? 3. How long do most couples wait until they reveal they're pregnant?
1.
I went for dinner with my friend Dana the other evening. Dana had a real glow about her, and she ate a lot. Two starters, a main course, and two desserts. Eating for two? I asked her. No sooner had I said those words than I was overwhelmed with regret. Dana was really offended. She was not pregnant, she informed me. I guess she was just hungry. Me and my big mouth. Then last night I went for a few drinks with Dana's husband, Stan. After several beers, Stan got very talkative and let slip a secret. He and his wife are expecting a baby. So Dana is pregnant. No sooner had he told me than I became very confused. Why did Dana hide the fact that she is pregnant? Stan informed me that most couples wait until 12 weeks to reveal their news, as this is when the chance of miscarriage significantly decreases. At least now I don't feel as bad about me and my big mouth.
Vocabulary and phrases.
1. Glow.
2. Starter.
3. A main course.
4. Overwhelm. Be overwhelmed with. Nancy was overwhelmed with joy when she found her missing dog.
5. Offend.
6. Pregnant.
7. Inform.
8. Me and my big mouth. Big mouth.
9. Talkative.
10. Let slip something. Let something slip.
11. Be expecting a baby. Be pregnant with a baby.
12. Reveal. Reveal the truth.
13. Miscarriage.
14. Significantly.
15. Decrease.
Useful expressions.
No sooner than, no sooner had than, hardly had when, scarcely had before. A. No sooner had I gotten on the train than I saw Alex. Hardly had I gotten on the train when I saw Alex. Scarcely had I gotten on the train when I saw Alex. No sooner had Ricky heard the news than he cried. Hardly had Ricky heard the news when he cried. Scarcely had Ricky heard the news when he cried.
B. I had no sooner gotten on the train than I saw Alex. I had hardly gotten on the train when I saw Alex. I had scarcely gotten on the train when I saw Alex. Ricky had no sooner heard the news than he cried. Ricky had hardly heard the news when he cried. Ricky had scarcely heard the news when he cried. Pronunciation.
1. Glow. No. Overwhelm. So. Most. Don't.
2. Dessert. Those. Was. Husband. His. Confused. News. Read aloud the text.
I went for dinner with my friend Dana the other evening. Dana had a real glow about her, and she ate a lot. 2 starters, a main course, and 2 desserts. Eating for 2? I asked her. No sooner had I said those words than I was overwhelmed with regret. Dana was really offended. She was not pregnant, she informed me. I guess she was just hungry. Me and my big mouth. Then last night I went for a few drinks with Dana's husband, Stan. After several beers, Stan got very talkative and let slip a secret. He and his wife are expecting a baby. So Dana is pregnant. No sooner had he told me than I became very confused. Why did Dana hide the fact that she is pregnant? Stan informed me that most couples wait until 12 weeks to reveal their news, as this is when the chance of miscarriage significantly decreases. At least now I don't feel as bad about me and my big mouth.
Retell.
Retell the text with the help of the words and expressions below. Glow. Starter. A main course. Overwhelm. Offend. Pregnant. Inform. Me and my big mouth. Talkative. Let slip. Be expecting a baby. Reveal. Miscarriage. Significantly decrease.
Free talk.
Talk on the following topic. Are you usually cautious about what you say?